Maybe you know this feeling. You finish writing an amazing blog post, you go through your first draft, and then you go through all your edits, and you're finally at that point that you're ready to reveal your words to the whole world. And now, you have to find an image. It seems like so much extra work, but you know, images are a fast and efficient way to communicate. When you pair a meaningful image with your well-written words, you give a huge boost to your copy. And well-chosen images help your post to get more shares on social media, and that's going to put it in front of more people. Images are worth the effort, and today I'm going to make it easier for you to find the good ones. Welcome to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. This is Pamela Wilson of Copyblogger Media. This week, I'm bringing in Copyblogger team members to share their answers to your online marketing questions and show you how to build a business that grows your profits. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. Are you ready to find some amazing images to pair with your content? Let's hit publish. I'm starting off today with Damian Farnworth. You know, when we talk about stock images, we bat around all these terms that might be unfamiliar. Terms like free and royalty-free and Creative Commons. So I asked Damian what these terms mean and how those meanings affect how we use the images.
So free is like it sounds. And so when I think of free, though, it's sort of those sites, like there's a few out there that are popular now, like new old stock, which is pulling a lot of very vintage photographs that they're public domain and they're providing people an opportunity to take them, and you know, they're free in that sense. They don't cost anything, and you really don't have to attribute them to anybody, although that's just a good ethic to have regardless. And then like Unsplash is a site where photographers are providing images that, you know, no cost, meaning you don't have to pay them anything. Neither do you really have to attribute anything to them. Use them however you want is sort of their slogan. So that's free. And those are rare sort of resources, though. And the next sort of category then is the Creative Commons. The Creative Commons is typically, it's a license that says, hey, you can use this photograph, but you have to use it in a certain way. A lot of times, and you see this quite often on Flickr, if you go on Flickr and you search for, say you're looking for a chemistry lab, right? And so you look on there and you can select Creative Commons, search by Creative Commons. So that will show you all the photographs that people have said, yes, you can share this. And usually there's some other, you know, sort of requirement, like you need to share them. You can use this, you can even adapt it, but you have to attribute to me, meaning you have to point it to me, you have to point out that I took this photograph and then link back to me. And so that's Creative Commons, and you'll find that that's a pretty popular way to do it. Then the royalty-free simply means like sites like iStock, and where you find stock photographs that you can buy and you don't have to pay anybody and every time you use them, because I believe it's Getty Images that, you know, you can buy them, but you then, like, every time you use it, you have to pay, you know, a roundabout, sort of like the royalties that you would pay on music. So royalty free means that you buy them, you basically buy them once and you don't have to worry about paying anybody again for using them. And I believe you can use them any way that you want to use them.
It sounds like, though, in every case, no matter what the license, you do have to familiarize yourself with what use is acceptable and what mm-hmm. you need to stay mm-hmm. away from.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And it's because you have to be careful. And I think, like, again, I sort of mentioned that earlier, this sort of ethic online is that, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. So if I'm, even if it's a free photograph, it's kind of good manners to link back to them and understand that. And understand too that just because someone shared a photograph on Facebook, for instance, doesn't mean give you permission then to go grab that photograph and use it on your site, because it could be somebody's site who's actually copyrighted. Someone, you know, downloaded it, you know, stripped it from their Instagram feed or something like that, and then used it. So you do have to be careful about this and just recognize that if you use stuff on the web, try to find out as best as you possibly can whose it is and find out what's behind it. Because usually I think it's pretty clear with the content that's out there, like the license and the sort of requirements, the use requirements.
And I think in particular, when you're using it for a business website, you have to be extra careful, right?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Because, right, because if you, and that's the thing too with Creative Commons, for example, like one of the criteria is that, you know, you can't use it for commercial use. So you can't, because, you know, people don't want to use something and then you use it and then you make money off of it and they're not making money off of it. So you have to be, and people will come and find you. If, you know, if they didn't allow you to do that, they'll come and find you and sue you then for using it for commercial purposes. So yeah, from a business standpoint, the legalities of it are a lot riskier. So you better know what you're doing.
Damien shared what all those confusing terms mean. And that's important information that can keep us all out of legal hot water. And it also makes you feel a lot more confident when you go to use those stock images on your website. Before we move on, I want to remind you that Authority Rainmaker is our live event that's designed to give you the foundation you need to build a successful online business. It's happening in Denver, Colorado in May of this year, and I would love to see you there. Find out more at rainmaker.fm/event. Our next guest is the man with the golden voice, Robert Bruce. A few years back, Robert was heading up the Copyblogger blog, and he took over choosing our images. And back in those days, I was a Copyblogger reader. But as a reader, I noticed the difference when he took over the images. You know, he's really into this stuff. So I wanted to know more about the thought process behind the images that he likes. So I asked him, what is the number one thing that we should avoid when we're choosing an image for our website?
Can I have two, Pamela?
Absolutely.
Okay. Aside from number one, stealing copyrighted material, I think that has to be number one. Number two, I think choosing bad stock photos has to be the unforgivable sin here. And this can be a little tricky because really, this comes down to taste and aesthetic, you know, and some people just have different takes on this, obviously, is probably the most diplomatic way of putting it. But bad stock photos, I think everyone can relate to. I mean, you can Google around and find entire websites that are devoted to displaying bad stock photography. And so the issue here becomes, okay, well, how do I avoid that? Number one, if you don't have an idea of what bad stock photos are, find somebody that you can trust who is a graphic designer or who is an artist and run things by them. This is just, you know, real basic. And I think it's necessary and helpful for a lot of people out there who may not have, you know, whatever, that gene in them that allows them to be able to determine between bad and good photography. Or design in general. So find somebody that can help you would be one tip there.
So borrow someone else's aesthetic sense, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't have any aesthetic sense, borrow someone else's. That's a perfect way of putting it. And then number two, there are some great resources out there now. Pamela, you might be able to help more in this, but there are free stock photo sites. I think if you Google stock photos that don't suck is still, I just looked this up last night. There's a post out there, I think it's on Medium, that offers some great, really, really good stock photography that's free to use. There are some, you know, take a look at it. There are some restrictions there. But something like that, there's all kinds of resources out there now. People freely giving really, really good, high quality photography away. In my opinion, you always want to credit the photographer. Some of them are saying, you know, you don't have to do that. But another place to look is, go to Flickr and look for Creative Commons licensed stuff that is available to use. There's a couple different levels of Creative Commons. You can check that out for yourself. But so the point being, get online, find those things that you can use. Don't just rely on these kind of bad stock photography and stock photography sites, and find somebody to help you if you can't make that determination on your own.
So if you're not naturally good at picking images, find someone who is. Or what I would recommend is to find someone whose aesthetic sense you admire, and then just watch the kinds of images they choose. Ask yourself why those images work, And if that person that you're admiring gives a photography credit, take a look and see where they're getting their images. We're going to wrap things up today with Jared Morris. Jared has picked a lot of images to attach to blog posts, and he knows stock photo sources like the back of his hand. I asked Jared which were his go-to sites.
Well, there are a couple go-to places that I have. One is a site called Unsplash, which has a lot of really, really great images that you don't even need to provide attribution for. I mean, I typically do anyway, but you don't need to. They're just there. You can use them any way you want to. They aren't appropriate for all types of situations, but it's a pretty good place to start. And I like Flickr myself. I like the advanced search function that allows you to search for only the Creative Commons images, so images that you actually have the right to use with attribution. And I've typically, for pretty much every need that I've had, been able to find an image in Flickr that I can use for free without paying anything, just attribution, that's pretty appropriate. So those two are good. And the third place I go is Google Images. Obviously, you can get a wide variety of images from Google Images. The thing is, though, you got to make sure that you get permission to use the image, or at the very least, provide credit. But I would say, really, for me, I'm not the most sophisticated image gatherer. But when I am tasked with finding an image, those are the three places where I start.
Right. I usually tell people to shy away from Google Images only because it's so tempting to grab an image from there and then not go through that extra step of tracking down the photographer and getting permission.
Yeah.
Because you have the image, So I usually tell people to stay away from that. But if you're willing to take that extra step of tracking down who the image belongs to and getting permission for using it, it is a massive image search engine. So that's a valid place to be looking. Damien explained what those confusing stock photo terms mean so we can use them correctly and keep ourselves out of trouble. Robert told us to keep working to develop this aesthetic sense. And between you and me, this will definitely get better with practice. The more you use images, the more you look at them and choose them and then use them, the better you'll get at it. And then Jared shared his go-to resources for stock photos. And just a note, I'm going to link to all the sites recommended here, plus I'll add a whole bunch more in the show notes for this episode. Here are my questions for you today. Are you using images currently to complement your copy? And will you explore some of the new sites that I'm sharing to see if you can find a new favorite resource? I want to encourage you to explore the power of images. It's something you'll see us doing a lot more of on CopyBlogger now that I'm helping on the editorial side. This is Pamela Wilson. I want to thank you for being one of the remarkably attractive Hit Publish podcast subscribers. You know you are. Take a look at the show notes for more information on today's topic. And if you haven't yet, I would so appreciate it if you'd leave a review for Hit Publish on iTunes. Let me know what you think. I really want to hear from you. Until next time, take action and hit publish.